the charity of the week.
So Meng's Mindcap is, as mentioned, it's a long-standing local charity that is funded totally by the generosity of other people. And it's there to make sure that people who are members of our learning disability community have access to the things that the general population has. So dance classes, arts and crafts, theatre, cinema, trips away. So the things that we do, for example, we're going to do a Knowsley Safari Park trip this year, totally funded by other organisations. And we're also looking to do Ape Man and all those other things on the island that people enjoy doing. The difficulty is for these families and the carers of people who do have these disabilities is it can be quite stigmatised. And it's difficult if you're just one person on your own or your family to get access to these events. So when we run these events, it's very inclusive, and it means that everyone in that group feels comfortable alongside other people who are like them.
Because how many people on the island is Manx Mencap supporting, and how, I suppose, how big is the community?
The community is bigger than people realise. We think there's probably about 1,400 families on the island who will have a dependent, whether that dependent lives with them or lives in one of our homes across the Isle of Man. The homes don't belong to Manx Mencap. If that's the case, then we don't get to all of them, but we do probably get to maybe 400 or 500 of those people, whether they are in a family or the vast majority may well be in supported living or in a residential home and have carers and other organisations looking after them day to day. And our role then is to advocate for them sometimes, but also our role is to give them that opportunity to get together and not be so socially isolated.
Just how much of an impact can that have? I mean, I suppose for anybody of any kind of ability, isolation is a massive thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't just go for people with disabilities. It's all of us. I think all the research shows that social isolation takes years off your life. So it is very difficult in that way. And I think what we want to do is make sure that opportunities are there, and it's difficult to provide those opportunities without funding. And we're in times, I guess, when funding for everything, for Manx Care, for any government departments, is at its tightest. So what we try and do is fill those gaps where we can, if that's possible.
And you talk about the fact that there still seems to be a stigma around those with learning disabilities, which quite often comes from just a lack of understanding. So how do you help educate people, I suppose, to show them that anyone with a learning disability has so much to give and so much value to contribute?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, the Learning Disability Week is designed to do that. And I think the thing that, when I first joined Manx Mencap, there was an activity taking place where we're based in Project 21. And watching people in wheelchairs dancing in their wheelchair and the wheelchair moving on two wheels practically because they're enjoying themselves so much is really quite impactful, you know. And it's that cliche about dance like no one's looking. And this is exactly what this group is doing. You know, we could learn from these guys who are just having such a great time in their dance sessions and in their craft sessions. And they are really, really benefiting from meeting all these other people, plus doing those activities together.
So then let's talk about Learning Disability Awareness Week. So when is it, and what are you as a charity doing for
it? So Monday the 15th is the kickoff. We're going to kick that off. We're not the only organisation involved, so other disability charities will be doing stuff. Manx Care will also be doing some of their own activities as well. We will be doing more, and we will publish those once we've formulated them. The theme this year is Do You See Me, which is a nice tagline, but it's actually about, okay, if you see me, come and join me, you know. Don't be scared, don't be afraid. I just want people to come along and have fun.
Because there is sometimes still, for some people, that fear because they don't necessarily know how to interact with somebody who has a learning disability. They don't want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. And so I think it does make some people nervous about interacting.
Totally, totally understand that. And I think I'm new to this arena in terms of my background has not been working with people with disabilities before. However, I think kindness is a universal language. And I think if you're kind and you recognise that someone is in that room with you or wherever that activity might be, and you make an effort to communicate, if you get it wrong and it's done with kindness, then I don't think there's much you can do in terms of getting that wrong, really.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.